Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla's annual global vehicle deliveries fell in 2024 for the first time in more than a decade. The world's most valuable automaker posted a 2% increase in deliveries for the fourth quarter. It leaned heavily on promotions to entice buyers, but it wasn't able to get enough sales to top the prior year results. The electric car maker sold a record number of cars in the fourth quarter, but fell short of beating its 2023 full-year sales performance. Tesla delivered 1.79 million vehicles worldwide in 2024, down about 1% from a year earlier. Meta has a new chief policy executive. Nick Clegg has been replaced by his Republican deputy, Joel Kaplan. It's the latest move by the tech industry to align itself with the incoming Trump administration. Clegg is the former deputy prime minister of the United Kingdom and head of the country's center-left Liberal Democratic Party. He joined Meta in 2018 and became the company's top policy executive in 2022. Meanwhile, Kaplan, a former aide to President George W. Bush, has been with Meta since 2011. He served as its conduit to Republicans in Washington and the broader conservative ecosystem. And Apple has agreed to pay $95 million in cash to settle a class action lawsuit that alleges Siri was unintentionally activated and shared private communications with third parties without consent. The proposed settlement requires Apple to confirm it has permanently deleted individual Siri audio recordings obtained prior to October 2019. It also will require the iPhone maker to publish details explaining to users how they may opt into a choice to improve Siri. The case still requires final approval from the court. Apple denied wrongdoing and didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.